It thrills my heart to know that people actually desire to hear God's Word. They will drive in for miles to come. I suppose you could say that is renewal fuel for me. Tony Broom Ministries presents just one of those messages from God's Word, and the title is Renewal Fuel. I want to tell you about this Yankee. I hope the word Yankee doesn't offend anybody, but this Yankee preacher stopped by this nice dealership and he bought him a nice vehicle, a luxury vehicle. He got in that thing and started up the road and he said, "Now, you know, this thing here is a nice vehicle. I got to be careful how I treat it. I got to put good economy fuel in it." So he stopped by this place and he filled her up. He got it on the road and choo, 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 and it cut off on him. And he said, "What in the world's wrong with this thing?" So he calls roadside service and they found out where he was. And they said, "Well, since you're so close to the dealership that you bought the vehicle from, we'll let them come out and see what's wrong with it, because they sell them and they service and do everything to them." So they went out there and checked it out. The old Southern guy, he said, "Golly, boy, you really ought to stick to preaching, because this thing don't use no diesel fuel. You done filled it up with diesel on a gasoline engine." It took a while to get them straightened out, and they finally did, and he was able to go on his way. But that leads me to our subject, renewal fuel. I invite you to pull in to the Holy Ghost's filling station and fill her up. Not on diesel fuel, but fill her up on whatever you need. Renewal of salvation. Scripture teaches us, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." This thing called the new birth, the Christian life, salvation, conversion, whatever you want to call it, is such a wonderful thing. If I could get Pentecostals as half as excited about their salvation as they are about sanctification and baptism of the Holy Spirit, we'd have it made in the shade. It's a wonderful thing to be sanctified, and it's a wonderful thing to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but none of that would be possible if you're not born again. We need to be excited about our salvation, to know that we are indeed born again. When you're born again, your whole life is changed. It says here that all things have become new. The old things have passed away. And you are a new creation. You're a new creature in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has become. And we are now saved by the grace of God. Such a wonderful thing. Salvation is a renewal. It renews your life. It renews who you are. It gives you a clean slate to start over with newness of life. Renewal in sanctification. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." When you are sanctified, it is a renewal of the mind. You don't think like you used to think. And of course, that happens when you become a believer too. You don't think like you used to think. And then when your salvation takes place, and then when you're sanctified, it touches your mind. It has to do with your mind. It affects your mind, the way that you think, how you feel about things. You don't feel about things the same way that you did when you were a sinner. If you feel about things now the same way that you did when you were a sinner, you need to check up and see there's a dead cat on the line somewhere, because when you get saved, and especially when you get sanctified, things change. You have taken off that old coat, that old man, and have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Sanctification gives you the ability to not only think that you want to live right, but to live right and do what's right. When you put on that new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man looks like God who created the new man. Amen. Paul spent his ministry telling believers He didn't talk a lot about salvation and sanctification and baptism of the Holy Spirit. He did talk about it. But what he talked about was getting us more conformed into the image of Christ. He spent his ministry, the entire New Testament writings of Paul, Romans and Galatians and all these books that he wrote, Corinthians, he wrote these books to try to get us to conform ourselves to the image of God's Son. God is at work feverishly trying to conform believers to the image of his dear Son. Because that's the image which will be accepted in heaven. There's really no other image that will be accepted up there. And we have to conform to that image. And God wants to do that. That's the work that he wants to do in us. We can be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun the good work in us will keep on performing it until the day of Jesus Christ. We have to cooperate with him and allow him to do that work in us. When we go our own way and go against what he wants to do, he's not able to work in us like he wants to. But that new man is created like God. It's created in the image of God. When God created us in the beginning, mankind, he created them in the image and after his likeness of God. And now that takes place in the new covenant. We were sold in sin. Slavery to Satan, that's not the image of God. That doesn't look like God. But when you come to Christ, that image is restored. Amen. Now you can walk in newness of life. Now you're saved. Now you're born again. Now you're sanctified. When you're sanctified, he gives you a holy heart. You put on the new man who is created after the image of him in righteousness and true holiness. We perhaps have tried to be holy in ourselves at other times, but we cannot be. All it is religious facade, man-made religion. Amen. That's all it is. Without the power of God, without Jesus Christ, without the Holy Spirit, it's just man-made religion. It has a form of godliness, but it denies the power thereof. Amen. When you're sanctified and you put on that new man, that new image of Christ, the holiness is just beginning. Holiness is lived out in our life. Colossians 3, 9 and 10, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed after the knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Amen. When you put on the new man, it is renewed in knowledge. The more that you know about the Lord Jesus, the more that you'll be like him. The reason that some people are not too much like Jesus, even though they claim to have a relationship with him, is because they don't know too much about him. Amen. You may be saved and you may have your name on the church roll, but if you don't know too much about the one you're serving, you're not going to look too much like him. Amen. You're not going to talk too much like him. You're not going to walk too much like him. Amen. But if you put away that old man with his deeds. You don't do that anymore. You bury that old man. He drops off in the grave. The power of sin is broken over your life. And now you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Your knowledge is not the same as it was before. You have taken off that old worldly knowledge and have replaced it with the new knowledge of the new man in Christ, the new covenant. You are renewed now in knowledge after the image of him that created him. God is the creator. Jesus is the creator. And we look like Jesus. We act like Jesus. We talk like Jesus. There are people in churches today, but they ain't looking like Jesus, and they're not walking like Jesus, and they're not talking like Jesus. Jesus wouldn't do some of the things that they do. He wouldn't say some of the things they say. He wouldn't go some of the places they go. We put on the new man is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. Renewal by the baptism and fullness of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Titus 3, 5 and 6 is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. It is not by the works of righteousness that we have done. People have feverishly tried to work their way to God, work their way into heaven, to work their way into salvation, work their way into the church. You can work your way into the church, but you cannot work your way into the kingdom of God. You have to be born again, and then when you're born again, you will produce good works as a Christian. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy. It is by the mercy of God that we're saved. It's by the mercy of God. Anytime anyone is healed, it's because of the mercy of God. No one merits it. No one earns it. No one is good enough to sweet talk God into doing it. But we are healed because of His mercy.
Yes.
We are saved because of His mercy.
Amen.
And Ephesians chapter 2 talks about it, His mercy and His great love wherewith He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, He has raised us up and quickened us together with Christ and made us sit together with Him in heavenly places.
Amen.
Glory be unto His holy name.
Amen.
The mercy of God. By His mercy, He saved us. By the washing of regeneration, He regenerated us over. We were dead in sins and trespasses, and now we've been regenerated. We've been reborn. We've been born again.
Amen.
He regenerated us by the washing and renewal of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. When you came to the Lord Jesus Christ, you were sanctified and you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. He just washed you and gobbed you in that good old Holy Ghost power. And it says here that He washed us with the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, who He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's not just a little dabble, do you? It's glory, hallelujah. When He washes you and when He regenerates you and He sheds abundantly on you the Holy Ghost power of God, He gives you the power to live the Christian life.
Amen.
Renewal of your mind through the Scriptures. And there's no other way that you can really have your mind renewed except through the Word of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's no other way to have our mind renewed like it ought to be except by the Word of God. It's through God's Word that our mind is renewed. Our mind is not renewed by watching the networks on TV. I can tell you that right now. Your mind can be polluted, it can be corrupted, it can be tossed about and stained, but it will not be renewed by watching them. No matter how conservative the name of the network claims to be, your mind will not be renewed by doing that. And I'm not condemning for anyone for doing it as to keep up with a little bit of news and what's happening. I'm just saying your mind will not be renewed that way. Your mind will not be renewed by going to Walmart or Belk's and seeing how much of a high-priced thing you can buy. It makes you feel good. Aren't we crazy, brothers and sisters? God Almighty help us. We must be slipping a wick in the flick in the wick somewhere or another. We must be having our tank filled up with diesel instead of gas. Something's going on upstairs, brothers and sisters, when we can go out and spend a whole bunch of money and feel good about it. Because I done bought me something, make me feel good. It ought to make you feel bad because you spent a whole bunch of money. See how warped we done got? We need our mind renewed and not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing, the renovation of the mind. It's like you would go in that building and renovate it, start over. That's the way the Holy Ghost does in our heart and our mind. He just goes in there and He just gouges everything out of there and throws all that old furniture out, throws all them old clothes out, throws everything out of there and starts over and renovates that place in our mind and our heart.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. He renews us. To be renewed, transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the devil calling. He's trying to start my throat up. Got news for that hell going devil. I'm going to do this message by the Lord's help.
Amen.
God doesn't have three wills. He has one will that's described in good and acceptable and perfect.
Right.
The only way that we can see that good will of God, acceptable will of God, and prove that perfect will of God is to have our mind renewed. And it's done by the Word of God. I cannot put I can preach if God helps me, and I can sing if God helps me, and I can do what I can do if God helps me, but I cannot put in your heart. I can't put that appetite for God in your heart. I can't put that in your heart. I can tell you to your ears, but I cannot put the Word of God in your heart. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes faith to do that.
Amen.
I cannot put it. I wish I could. I would put it in the hearts of our sons and daughters. I would put it in their heart. I would put it in their mind. God can do it. I cannot do it. God said, I will write my laws in their hearts. I will write them in their mind. God can do that. He can put that word in their heart. He can turn them around from where they are. They think they're going the way they want to go, and they are to a certain extent, but God can put His word in their heart. If He can take old Sennacherib and He said, I'll put my hook in your nose and turn you back by the way you came. If He can turn him into a donkey, turn him back around. I know He can touch our sons and our daughters, and I know He can touch this world that we're living in. Glory to His name. 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man is continually being renewed. We do not need to allow the inner man to perish just because the outer man is perishing. Just because the outer man, the body is decaying and the outer man is perishing, we do not need to allow the inner man to perish. We need to let the inner man be stronger and stronger.
Amen.
Stronger in the Lord and in the power of His might. And even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Every day is a new day. A new opportunity to serve God and be a blessing for others. It's just like God renews the face of the ground and of the earth with dew and rain. So His mercies and compassions are new daily. Lamentations 3:22-23, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Jesus saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion on them, because they went about like sheep not having a shepherd. And He said that the Scripture said that He was moved with compassion toward them, and He healed their sick. His compassions are new every day. His mercies are new every morning. His compassions fail not. He loves you. He loves us. He loves our church. He loves people who don't even love Him. His compassionate heart reaches out to them. And He did what He did for them. Whether they ever acknowledge Him or not, He still did it, and He won't take it back. He did for what He did for you on the cross. And He gave Himself. And He hung there 6 hours on that cross in torment and agony for us. And He loves us. Renewal fuel. I invite you to pull up to that fuel tank and fill her up. Don't let it get on empty. You cannot drive on E. You've got to get some fuel in there. Pull up there and get you some renewal fuel. Let God bless you. Let Him fill you up. Go to the Holy Ghost filling station. Let Him fill her up. He won't charge you $3 a gallon. He won't charge you $5 a gallon. He won't charge you anything, because the price has already been paid.
Thank you for listening to this message from God's Word. I trust that your fuel tank has been filled up for the Lord. The title has been Renewal Fuel. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know Him as your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.